This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Minnesota Vikings are going to the Super Bowl after the miraculous play yesterday. I just think it's foregone conclusion. I don't want to get too excited here. But Friday on the program, we are going to do two things that I think will be great fun. One is give you a chance to win tickets to the Super Bowl if you join us at Sonic. Sonic has locations in Fargo, in Grand Forks, and in Minot, a great restaurant. To drive it, which is kind of cool. Anyway, so more details on that coming soon, but just plan on having a shot by registering with us at Sonic. And then the other thing I think that will be fun is we're going to start something with our friends at Sonic to try and understand millennials a little better. My friend Danita Bai has written a book, Why Millennials Matter. And it is an important topic for all of us, certainly in business or just, in life, to better understand this generation. So I am looking for some millennials that want to join a discussion. And it wouldn't be, anything other than a discussion and just to sort of learn, what makes you tick? What are you most concerned about? Are the Vikings more important than getting an immigration deal? Do you care about politics? Do you care about, wellness? What just makes you tick, right? Just so does it better understand millennials. So if you have any millennials in your circle, or I know we have millennials that listen to this program and self-identify as millennials sometimes and call in, I always appreciate that when they do, that would like to join the discussion, send me an email, just scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com, or you can call our 24-7 hotline, 855-200-1776, extension 1. Just leave your name and a telephone number, and I'll get back to you. And we'll hoping to have a nice little panel of millennials join us on Friday to find out just what's on the minds of millennials, I think we all need to spend a little more time doing this. All starts with a conversation. Simple as that. All right, a lot of people called in during the break with some comments. We're going to roll some of those right now and welcome more of your comments. Martin Luther King Day today. We had one person call and ask about school in West Fargo being on. I don't think it is on, though. But anyway, we'll get to his point in a second and some others. And welcome more. 258-0550, 258-0550, 800-228-0550. It's Martin Luther King Day, so I think in his honor we say, what's racism today? Where do we have a problem we need to fix? What is true racism? I know what it's not, but what is it today? Where is it still around us? What's your answer to that? Is Donald Trump a racist? We're suggesting there are places in this world in which we should not just have a random lottery and allow people to come to the United States of America. Is it possible to believe that you'd not, just have this idea of, look, it's, people love to play this card of, hey, Statue of Liberty, bring us your huddled masses that poem. And there was a time when that was 100% appropriate and helped build this country. But the idea that because you did it then, you just need to do it now and it doesn't matter, bring them all, let's go, is something that could be harmful to this country. Right? Because you have to have some limits on this, some controls on this. Or is that racist? I need to know. I need to know. 2580550 800 2580550. Also, bottom of the hour, Tommy Fisher is going to be here, president of Fisher Sand and Gravel. They're a Dickinson company that is a finalist. They have a prototype at the border right now. They're a finalist to build the wall. Dickinson, North Dakota company. Is that cool or what? Coming up. All right, to your comments. Here's some comments that came in during the break. Roll them, Todd.
When I heard that the West Fargo school system was up and running today, I thought, why is like the ACLU and all the millennials and liberals not just rioting in the streets? And the walls of the buildings downtown would be ringing with the sounds of them calling us racist. Because if the schools in West Fargo are running today on Martin Luther King Day, obviously we have no respect and we're just a bunch of racists. I mean, what is wrong? Oh, my God, I'm just ashamed. Bye-bye.
I don't think West Fargo has school today, but we did have one, a comment that suggested maybe they were, and then they said, no, I think there's student or what do they call it when teachers, Todd, go to secondary education. Not secondary education. What am I trying to say?
Well, teacher meetings, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Know what you mean.
Professional development or whatever, I guess. I forget the exact phrase they use, but... So I think it was professional development day. It wasn't, but my point is, I think it's, if we're going to be cute with the term racism here and be fast and loose with what it truly is, I would say to you, the idea of Martin Luther King Day being a day off from school rather than a day in which you learn about Martin Luther King and what he did. Same thing with President's Day. Veterans Day. In my mind, kids should be learning about our veterans on Veterans Day and Martin Luther King. So the fact that they're in a home playing with their smartphones might be racist, if you wanted to be fast and loose with the term racist. Here's another call. Roll it.
Guys, when are the Republicans going to develop some cojones and start calling a lie a lie? Instead of dancing all around it, what Durbin did was lie, plain and simple. He lied about what President Trump said.
All right, well, David Perdue, I played earlier from the George Stephanopoulos show, was pretty clear about that, I thought, wasn't he? What did he say? Let's listen again.
I want to bring in now Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia, also of Georgia, like Congressman Lewis. And, Senator, thank you for joining us this morning. I know that you're one of President Trump's closest allies in the Senate. How do you respond to what we just heard from Congressman Lewis, that he believes President Trump is a racist?
Well, of course, I think that's ridiculous. I grew up in the South. I fully understand what that means. But the congressman and I just disagree on a couple things. First, I'm from Georgia. I've been in those schools he's talking about, and he's exactly right that regardless of race, religion, anything, those schools, those kids are doing great together. The problem is when you get to the Washington politicians, the career politicians who want to pander to their base. What we have going on here right now is a gross misrepresentation. This all started with a total misrepresentation of a meeting that happened last Thursday.
All right, so I guess you don't like gross misrepresentation or misrepresentation. You want them just to say lie. Yeah, you're splitting hairs a little bit. Another call. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
There we go.
Morning, Scott. I doubt seriously if this comment will get to you, but I'm going to try anyway.
Well, it did.
This thing about racism really gives me a pain right where I sit down. I've driven a city bus for many years, and I have worked with a great many African-American and Hispanic people. They are professional, clean, hardworking people, and some of them are my friends. I would go to the wall for them any day of the week and twice on Sunday. And this thing with the Democrats and their racism just really ticks me off. Well, that's my comment.
Well, I appreciate it. We welcome others as well. 800-228-0550. Let's get Charles and Drake in here for your comments. Go ahead, Charles.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Say, I've concluded that racism is... what the liberals and the Democrats determine what it is. and they damn near determine everything that you say is racism. I'm 75 years old, and I've never seen anything like it. They just keep racism stirred up all the time. It's the Democrats and the liberals and the fake media.
Don't you think that is doing a disservice to what we all know in our heart of hearts is racism?
Oh, absolutely. I come from an integrated family. I mean, you name it, we got it. And do we discuss some things? We get in some pretty hot discussions. But I'll tell you something, when we leave, we still all love each other.
Yeah, exactly right. Charles, appreciate that comment. Thank you very much. Hal says, in the liberal mind, racism is anyone who opposes the subjugation of minorities to government programs. They oppose anyone getting ahead on their own. Yeah, well, that's racism in my mind. Saying, we have this. We'll have a government program. Teacher in service day. That's what I was looking for. Thank you to one of our fine listeners for helping me out there. Teacher in service day. Yeah. Now it's professional development. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All these people from DACA from going back to their countries because they're such great countries that everybody wants to be at.
Okay, there's that, right? Yeah. I said that on the air last week. I said, you know, if people are outraged by the comments, then let's sign up for an all-expense-paid trip to those countries. I don't think the phone rang with that, Todd, did it? I don't recall it.
Didn't seem to.
To generate a lot of interest. I don't know what the deal is. 258-0550 with your comments on what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Texture says, hey, Todd, I heard Scott's comment. Pierce, South Dakota has School Veterans Day, and Senior High has a veterans program, invites veterans to participate. A teacher that started it 10, 12 years ago. God bless that teacher.
Amen.
Ought to be done everywhere. And on all of these, you know, and I realize they have to find days for teacher in service. I know that word now. And professional development.
Or whatever.
Real smart because of our listeners catching me on all this stuff. But you know, there have to be those days. But I'm saying I don't think it ought to automatically be Martin Luther King Day here.
No.
President's Day.
And Veterans, yeah, Veterans Day. I mean, why give the kids a day off? They're not going to celebrate it the way it's intended.
I
make
want
it
them to,
a teaching
them to
moment.
Yeah, I want them to know, you know, the genius of Martin Luther King. I want them to know the genius of our presidents. Let's talk to CJ from DAC Diesel, a leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles, Bismarck, North Dakota. When was the last time your diesel vehicle was serviced? If you can't remember, time for a call to CJ. How you doing today, CJ?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just enjoying this nice cold weather, just like everybody, I'm sure. So,
have you got a shop full ready to go to work?
Oh, yeah, I have a plump full shop, and actually right now I'm out doing a service call out west of Bismarck here.
See, they do service calls. They fix you up when you bring them in. Can't go wrong there. And have a product that can save you money by getting you better fuel economy in your rigs. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's a TrueSaver 25. It's a hydrogen system that puts on the truck, does not void your warranty. It's one of the very, very, very few devices that's actually CARB compliant in California. And it actually... What is crazy about it is trucks that do not have the up-to-date emissions equipment can't run in California unless you actually have this device on it, because not only does it increase your fuel economy and give you more power, but it also will pass emissions once it's installed on your vehicle. So it's doing multiple things, which is all beneficial at the same time.
How about that? You want to find out more? Give CJ a call, 210-0888. 210-0888 or at the shop 258-5011 or online at dacdiesel.com. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
Talk to you soon. Let's go to Jim in Billings County to find out what's on your mind. You're next.
Oh, morning, Scott and everyone. I had a couple comments. I guess one you've already got answered about someone was upset that West Fargo was having school, but that's teacher in service, not students. But again, just kind of points out where we're at in this country about political correctness and racism. Somebody must see the teachers going, oh, that's terrible racism. We're having school on Martin Luther King Day without finding out the facts. They just jump to conclusions and start complaining. Racism is just a buzzword now. As far as I'm concerned, the buzzword now that's being used to as a smokescreen to change the subject when you don't want to agree or debate what other somebody else says, if you don't agree with them, whether they're a racist. One other comment I had was, I think you brought it up or somebody brought it up about what would Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, think about today's immigrants. There's another island right alongside Liberty Island called Ellis Island. And that's where, when we had this massive immigration coming in late 1800s and early 1900s, they had to go through this island and be processed before they were allowed into this country. Today it's a museum, and it's something that if you get a chance, go down and visit. If anyone was found to be with a communicable disease or a criminal record, they were put back on the boat and weren't allowed in the country. I mean, they were screened. They were vetted. They weren't just anybody didn't just walk in. And there's quite a museum there that is very interesting. If you get a chance, go see it. So, just
that's
a couple comments.
Thank you for that.
Listening to your program.
I appreciate that. Thanks a bunch, and thanks for sharing those comments. Henry in Fargo, you're next, and what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning.
Hi there.
I have a question. So with the DACA Dreamers, if they came in as young kids, 6, 5, whatever, 8, now they're 30, couldn't they have applied for citizenship by now and been a citizen?
In that time frame, yeah, you'd think so, right?
So I wonder why they haven't. I mean, if you're in here and you're law-abiding and you're contributing all these great things, which I'm not saying they aren't, but wouldn't you have secured your citizenship by going through the process of getting it?
I think so. I think so, unless you just feel like, oh, well, hey, this is, now I'm here, we're good. You know, let's stay. But that would have been a very good insurance policy. I'd have gotten in line if I was in that situation. Why not? Then you know.
Thank you, Scott.
That's a good point, Henry. Thanks for the call. Texter says that teacher was Jay Mickelson, by the way, that started the program in Pierce, South Dakota. Way to go. Texter says the argument that all people who came here were allowed to stay is false. Thousands were turned away because of illness or improper documentation. They never exited the ship. Yeah, I've been to Ellis Island a couple of times, and that's sort of the untold story of immigration at that time, that everybody got in. I mean, a lot did, but there were many that because of concern over their health, that's why they were doing all those examinations. Or not, you know, I don't remember so much about the documentation side. The texter is saying some of it was improper documentation, may have been. But they certainly were. You're right. So, but my point is, that was a time when America was taking off and needed the best and brightest. And the best and brightest were the ones that said, I'm going to risk all and get on this ship, for sure. All right. Short break coming up, and Todd's going to tell us about Stem Cell Health Institute, and then we'll chat with Tommy Fisher about the wall they may build to protect us. Tell me more, Todd.
I keep getting calls about it. You know what? I've had the injections of an injection in each knee because need knee replacement. My chiropractor said, well, before you do that, check into stem cell injections. Okay. If you're suffering from pain of the knee, lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, any joint pain, must attend seminars in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. You're just a short drive to find out about regenerative medicine. Call 1-888-973-1560. Get signed up for one of the upcoming seminars. 1-888-973-1560. You can find out more online, too, at stemcelltherapyforpain.com. It is working for me. stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Get the new year going without chronic pain.
We still have the Delta One call, does it all, call of the day to celebrate. And I did promise I'd play a little John Maxwell and Martin Luther King. So we'll do that in the final segment. Tommy Fisher, when we come back, president of Fisher Sand and Gravel. I think they're one of four finalists now. It might be down to even two. I want to ask. But they have constructed one of four that I understand the president's going to go see soon. We'll find out about that coming up. Dickinson Company doing this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This program to give you the very best information, and if we can do something that makes your life a little better, that's a bonus. We think we've done that in our partnership with MyPillow because of the humongous amount of people that have identified this program as the reason they bought MyPillow and now have a better night's sleep, which means they have better health, because the most important thing to your health is sleep. A good night's sleep, that REM sleep. And that's what you get with MyPillow. And if you use the promo code Scott, you get the buy one, get one deal, and also they're giving one to a family in need, which is a nice little bonus as well. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott. You get the buy one, get one offer, and they give one on your behalf. And you get everything else. I mean, you get the 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee and all that. 800-506-9028 is the number. You can call them, 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Our next guest is Tommy Fisher. Tommy's the president of Fisher Sand and Gravel. They are a finalist to build the wall, and they have a prototype that is up now down near the border that I understand President Trump is going to come see very soon, which is kind of cool. Congressman Kevin Cramer has told me that Stephen Miller, one of the president's top policy advisors, has all of the data on the prototype that Fisher Sand and Gravel has put up. So that's a good sign. Tommy Fisher, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Congratulations. We haven't had a chance to tell you since you became a finalist, but I know you've been at this for a while. And certainly to have a North Dakota company out of Dickinson, North Dakota, in the mix to build a wall to better protect the United States of America is something that makes every North Dakotan proud. So thank you for that.
You bet. Yeah, I was just recently in Dickinson on Friday celebrating our Christmas party with all our employees there at General Steel, where we have the patent on this system, and they'll probably build all the forms. So it will be a heck of a shot in the arm for all the North Dakotans that work up in our facilities there.
So, just tell us a little bit about this process and what you've come up with in the way of a prototype.
Yeah, so what we did was, first of all, in our design, we wanted to design a wall, not a fence, something that lasts 150 years, not 15 years or 20, where they're consistently fixing, as we're speaking today, everything that was built in the late 1900s, the early 2000s. something that couldn't be torched one day later and go through. But then also with our design is we wanted to incorporate high-speed access roads for the border agents to make a complete protection system, but it needed an ultimate barrier. And the ultimate barrier was our patent-pending 32-foot high, two and a half feet thick, solid concrete wall. But how could you do that in a huge production basis and speed and time, but also perfect quality? And what we came up with was the idea of attaching perfectly made steel forms by General Steel and Supply with Dickinson or North Dakota Labor to attach to excavators. So we removed any use of cranes. And what we allowed is the ability for any person that wanted to come and learn how to pour concrete or run equipment, you wouldn't have to be crane certified. We could make operators out of pretty much everyone and concrete masons and rebar setters out of everyone, so we could mass produce this at huge quantities.
Wow. So you've got a durable product that lasts a long time. That's a leg up, but also just in the construction of this and the speed. Is that the differentiator from your other three finalists and competitors?
Oh, absolutely. We also down in Arizona have precast facilities, as well as, you know, we're a huge steel manufacturer. Steel has really no place on the border except in our perfectly made forms to make perfect concrete in the long run for the elements. With precast, the problem is you cast concrete off-site, and then you still have to set them up with cranes, and then you put them under tension and then re-grout them. And then they still need to try to put some type of a steel component on top of a concrete component. So you have differing constituent materials that basically age or wear at different places. And then they end up painting them and all these other different things where they have patch holes. Our concrete is pure colored concrete that completely encases the rebar. So it's nothing. The only thing that's exposed to the elements is our 6,000 PSI concrete, which, again, will get 150-year lifespan versus maybe a 50-year lifespan of the precast. But what happens in the precast is these pieces are under tension. They start to pop over 20, 25 years. And then the other part is with our form system, we can build into the mountains as well. So we build trapezoids instead of squares on our forms. So the top of our wall is perfect, even though the bottom of our wall is step footings. But when you cover it up with the road, you can't tell the bottom. And everything in our product looks perfect. And, you know, my biggest point was we're the United States of America, and we need to set the standard on what our wall should be or our complete border protection system. And then one last point is our wall and our border protection system is the only one that can be used for three uses. We can put multi-roads at the bottom of our wall, and the wall provides the middle security where you have a road on each side for observation. Then we can backfill on the north side of the wall, which gives the border agents on the north side 360-degree views, elevated views into Mexico as well as America. And then the last piece is when you use that same type of elevated wall proposal with water stop, our wall will act as levee protection in the Rio Grande or where possibly the Rio Grande could flood, and it could be used up and down the coast for future flood protection using water stop. So with that, none of the other walls can be backfilled. So it really separates us. And then with the patent, I think we can build so much faster than they can too, which makes us more efficient, which I think we're way more cost effective as well.
What is the RFP call for in the way of, timeline as far as, you need to have this built, a wall built by a certain time, and how long, how many miles?
Well, currently in our contract is they haven't set any time frame. We're basically looking at what we can build versus the proposed budget, and we've proactively sent a proposal into DHS showing that we're about half the time of what their proposed budget was or their request from Congress, and we're about 60% of the cost that they're asking for, comparing apples to apples.
Wow. So how long do you expect this thing to be? How long? How many miles?
Well, our original proposal that's sitting there right now is for 700 miles of complete and continuous border protection system that completely covers California, Arizona, and New Mexico, basically in less than 6 years. And we are going to add 100 miles in Texas, wherever they strategically wanted to place the system. And we would do that like under 6 years, but pretty much around 5 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, everybody talks about, you know, okay, what does building the wall mean? And there's talk of using electronic surveillance and calling that a wall. But the wall, the parts that actually need to be actually protected are that 700-mile stretch you're talking about.
Well, I think that's our first proposal. I think the entire wall needs to be protected. And here's the bottom line is we give complete access to the agents on every linear mile. And last time I checked, I've never seen a drone arresting anybody or anything there. The only way you're going to have protection on the system is those agents have to be able to control efficiently and effectively every linear mile. And that's what we do with the roadways. Through the mountains, over the stream beds with proper drainage installed, they have complete and utter access. And if the system's complete, I believe then we secure safety for every single American. But the other part is I believe we also make it safer that the immigrants or illegal immigration or the people that try to come across aren't placed in the desert where nobody can see where they're even at. And a lot of times, you know, they're without water or something, and they end up dying that a lot of people don't.
Yeah, it would just end it. It would absolutely end it and the drugs coming over. And, you know, it's a sight to behold. I just hope it continues to track the right way. Listener wants to know, Tommy, is the wall going to have gateways for animal migration such as deer, or isn't that going to be a problem?
Well, a couple things. In our proposal, we do have gates in strategic areas where the government would want them. And then it would be up to the government in the end. If they wanted some open areas, it would be very easy for us to build one way or the other. I believe in a complete protection system, you need, you know, the border protection system across. But I'll leave that up to the government. But we can easily accommodate whichever way they want once we get going.
Another question. Am I right that President Trump is planning a trip down there soon to take a look at the wall and the different prototypes?
Yeah, my understanding is I've seen in some recent articles and stuff that possibly after the State of the Union, we're very excited for him to go out and see, because I think when you line up ours versus anyone else, you'll see immediately that ours is two times as thick, stout, looks beautiful. With the colored concrete, it matches in. But there's no extra added features that will wear out. And that's the biggest thing is when you're protecting 1,950 miles, you need something that's going to last, looks good, blends in with the environment, and if you add extra bells and whistles that wear out, nobody wants to be up and down, you know, maintaining that. And that was one of the other things, too, in our proposal is after our construction, we provide a 2-year construction warranty, 1 year longer than average, and to put anything to any pundits that say that our quality isn't second to none, we offer an extended bumper-to-bumper warranty on the complete border protection system, that's wall, roadways, and drainage, for an additional 12 years for pretty much about 1% of the total construction cost per year, which is unheard of in the bonding industry. And our proposal, too, is backed by the largest bond in the history of the U.S. So it's not just, hey, we think we can do it. On their desk right now, if they say go, we're prepared, and all the employees of Fisher, that we're prepared that we could have wall going up and border protection system within 3 months.
Wow, unbelievable. How much total price tag on that would be what?
For our original price for the 700 miles is $10.77
billion. All right. Well, last I checked, there was some talk of $18 billion, so it's coming in under budget like a lot of Trump stuff does. So somebody asked, can you ask why no barbed wire or anything to stop wall jumpers?
Well, there doesn't need to be any barbed wire because we have a solid cast-in-place 30-foot-high, you know, concrete wall. And if someone was able to jump over the wall, we'd probably want them here in America to be on our Olympic team.
Spider-Man on the Olympic team, yeah. And the last question, will it be a double wall with a road between for Border Patrol?
Ours is a single wall, but we're offset from the ridge. Like if they have a small border fence right now, or they have the Ballard fence and stuff, that's probably not being the most efficient.
You've got a road on each side, right?
Yeah. Well, right now that fence sits right on the border. Our wall would be offset of that from 50 feet to 30 feet, and then there'd
got
be a road on both sides of our wall, which really
great
is double border protection.
Tommy, good luck to you. Thanks for the update. Really appreciate hearing about it. We'll stay in touch, okay?
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Still getting some road reports out there about reduced visibility. No travel advice still for portions of the Red River Valley this morning. That blowing snow is causing a problem. U.S. Highway 2 west of Grand Forks, mostly in open country, gusts to 40 miles an hour. And, of course, the windshields. It's cold. 19th Avenue North in Fargo has been closed because of the blowing snow and lack of visibility from Dakota Drive North to 18th Street North. They're detouring traffic to 12th Avenue North there. Not opening those until conditions improve. So it's cold and dangerous out there. Make sure you got all the necessary emergency kits along. Even if it's just a jacket and a good hat and a blanket or something like that.
Delta Constructors helps us celebrate our callers on What's on Your Mind with the caller of the day. And one call does it all to Delta, and the easy button is pushed. Turnkey well site solutions with one call. They do the flow lines, pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning models, modules, the modular skids, the tank batteries, the electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, everything. Temporary flaring, E&I services, 406-250-8151. Eric's out in the field. Call him. Get you an estimate. Go to work quick. Online at deltaconstructors.net, 406-250-8151. Here's our call of the day for Delta. This is Brad and Minot on the president's comments in a meeting.
This whole thing is a giant distraction. It is kind of an unforced error. That my one criticism of Trump is I wish he would quit giving the media fodder for this kind of stuff, because, I mean, all they do then is, like you just mentioned, we're going to spend a day or two talking about basically nonsense. I mean, I don't think the guy's racist because he said it. It's the truth. But he gives them this stuff, and then we get distracted from the real issues that are important.
All right, now we sense, Noel, what he supposedly said is only being confirmed by, yes, Dick Durbin. Other senators in the room saying, didn't happen that way. Used strong language, but didn't use that word to describe Haiti, for one. So we can't, again, believe everything we hear, but I certainly agree. On the other hand, check out my Facebook page. I shared some comments from Rush Limbaugh in his Friday commentary on this. It changed my mind a bit that actually the word might have been the focus, but it's changed the discussion to get to the real root of the problem, and the problem we ought to all be asking each other, and one the Democrats will have an impossible time to defend against. So maybe at least prompted that. Martin Luther King Day, we're gonna end on that note today on What's on Your Mind. I promise. Some comments from John Maxwell, who is a famous internationally recognized leadership expert and speaker and author. And I love John Maxwell. I do. I love his books. I love his teaching on leadership and much more. And he had a key component of Martin Luther King's success that he celebrated in his Minute with Maxwell video from this morning. And he spent time with the family and been part of the events honoring Martin Luther King with family members, and in those, here's what he talked about.
I talked about Martin Luther King, the leader, and I talked about his commitment. In one of my conversations with Coretta, she shared with me that he realized that there was a high probability that he would be killed. And they talked about it. And yet he was so committed to his dream, to his vision, to people, that he knowingly, willingly took this path. And I've always thought of him as a great leader, but I've always thought of him as a great committed leader. I know a lot of people who lead until it's not convenient. He led past convenience, literally gave his life up for a cause. We honor him. We honor him not only for his commitment, we honor him for what he stood for. I hope you have a good Martin Luther King Day.
John Maxwell with, I thought, some insightful commentary. And a good lesson from Martin Luther King for all of us, no matter what it is that is our issue, rather than sleepwalking through life, grab that cause that's maybe somewhere in your heart that is a desire to conquer, tackle, take on, fix, whatever, and be committed to it. One other thing on Martin Luther King is very interesting. My friend Lee Habib, who's a producer for Laura Ingraham over the years and now writes for LifeSet.com, has a great column today about Martin Luther King, saying it's a story you won't hear anywhere this week as the life of Martin Luther King is celebrated. The story of the battle for the soul of a nation between King and his rival Malcolm X. It was a battle between a Baptist preacher and a Nation of Islam disciple. And if you listen carefully, what you'll hear is deafening silence about the one element of King's life without which none of his efforts would have been possible. His devotion to his faith and his God, his devotion to Jesus Christ. To most Christians, the Bible is like a software license. Nobody actually reads it. They just scroll down to the bottom and click I agree. Reverend Martin Luther King thought differently. Indeed, he found the Bible so compelling that his undergraduate degree was in Bible studies and his PhD was in theology. To King, the Bible wasn't a software license, it was a software code, a deep, mysterious code authored by God for man's eternal soul. Leaving God out of Martin Luther King's life is like leaving naked young women out of Hugh Hefner's. It's like leaving the soul of segregation out of Jackie Robinson's. But that won't stop the media from redacting any and all references to the source of King's inspiration. You'll hear endless references to Dr. Martin Luther King all this week, but never to Reverend King. The clips you'll hear and the videos you'll see will be King's stirring secular rhetoric. What you will not hear are the parts of the speeches filled with references to God or the book from which sprang the source of his devotion to justice. How about that? Martin Luther King Day. Think about that. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Take it from Carson Wentz, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust him for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Look for the duck and tell him Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. They're champions in my book.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.